Welcome to Candlelit Tarot, where I hope to uplift, give hope, guidance, and advice. I'm your host, DL Bester, and in today's episode, it's going to be about a few different things, but I am back in my regular spot. I am at home, so that's why the quality is definitely better this time. But I hope that you guys did enjoy the bonus episode. I plan on doing at least two of those a week now. And I feel like those are just going to be really fun mini readings, and I'm excited to do those for you guys as well. So just some fun bonuses. But anyways, today's reading is going to be maybe just in a few different directions, because when I was searching for ideas and brainstorming as well, I really was thinking about like luck and happiness, and 777 is something that just kept making itself known, and this is just pure luck. And I believe in luck sometimes. I mean, I don't know, I think it depends on what it is, but for a majority of the time I believe that, you know, things happen the way they do, and you know, I like to say that's lucky or that's luck or something like that. I think that that's really cool. And I don't know, whenever I think of luck, I honestly think of Just My Luck, that movie with Lindsay Lohan. I've actually never seen that whole movie, but I remember the previews like really stuck out to me when I first saw them, because I was just like, whoa, that's crazy. But anyways, so let's get into it. So yeah, we're going to be talking about luck. We're going to be talking about things going on right now. So just maybe even coincidences, even though I currently don't, like, I don't believe in coincidences. I believe that things happen, and sometimes we can explain them and sometimes we can't. And I don't really believe like, oh, that's just a coincidence, you know, or something like that. I just believe that, like, hey, you know, that happened and that's it, you know. So let's get right into it. And yeah, I'm excited. All right, so if you are wondering about the numbers 777, then just know that these are lucky numbers, and it just means wonderful things are going to be happening to you soon and happening for you. And the fact that you're listening to this, you know, it's definitely a sign for you that these things that you're wanting are going to be happening for you very soon. And as well as the number 7 in tarot can sometimes represent knowledge, attainment, and understanding, and just knowing and being assured that things are going to work out for the better. All right, so let's get into the actual reading. The first card that you guys got is the Hermit in reverse. So this is actually a new deck for me, so I'm gonna look at it both ways first. There's crows on it. There's definitely a lot of mirroring happening. There's angel wings. Okay, so from this card and this hermit being in reverse, this represents isolation and loneliness and possible withdrawal from just, you know, the outside world, or just speaking to people in general. This could be, you know, on your phone or face to face. Maybe we're going through something. I say we're, but maybe a majority of you guys are going through something that is just requiring more time to yourself, requiring more patience with yourself. And that just a lot of times can require quietness and no interruptions. And this can include your phone or just, you know, any actual noises in general. So when is the last time that you just turned everything off and had some time to just relax and be to yourself and just sat and thought, and you just sat and you were with your own thoughts? And you know, if that's something that makes you uncomfortable, or even the thought of that can make you uncomfortable, then try and ask yourself why. What about isolation makes you uncomfortable? What about being just to yourself makes you uncomfortable? Is it the silence? Is it that you have to deal with things that you wouldn't usually have to deal with because you're distracted? Just ask yourself, why are you feeling uncomfortable if you are? Next up, you guys got the Eight of Swords in reverse, and this represents being open to new perspectives as well as releasing old wounds, releasing things that have hurt you, letting go of old items, or just certain things or situations that you've been holding on to that have been holding you back, honestly. So it seems like you are ready to let go of these things, at least certain parts of you. You know, your heart or your head may be willing to let go of these things. And this is also reminding me of just spring cleaning in general and getting rid of things that no longer serve you. And you know, even though you know, it's something that has served you in the past, maybe that time is just over and done with. And that's definitely something to think about, especially when looking around your space in general and how you can let go of these things and how that can, you know, open up new opportunities within your life. Just letting go of old energy and, you know, moving past that and trying to grow from what has happened in the past and how much you've grown as well. Next up, we have the Emperor, and this is an authority figure or a solid kind of foundation, and that is exactly how this card looks. It's solid, it's stiff almost, and another word that's coming into my head is it's guaranteed, and I feel like that is definitely, that's something that is very important, and it could be something that's just having a big impact in your life. You know, we're speaking about not exactly a person sometimes. This could just be a solid kind of situation or a guaranteed kind of situation. And this could be something that just highly influences you on a daily basis. You know, maybe this is your motivation. Maybe this is what gets you moving every single day. So it doesn't exactly have to be a person. But I do think that it's important to remember that sometimes we do need that structure in our lives. We do need, you know, somebody that we can go to and trust completely. And if we don't have that, we can try to find that within ourselves, you know, trusting ourselves and then allowing others to have access to certain parts of our lives and, you know, trusting others within, you know, your own reasoning. Next up, we have the King of Wands in reverse, and this actually represents, this is not in reverse. I was just looking at it strangely because it has a checkered floor, so that's really interesting, and I've actually noticed that on a lot of these cards. You know, if it is a figure itself, not exactly an animal, but if it's a figure, it has a checkered floor. And sometimes they're in different colors, but not always. A lot of times they're in black and white, which I actually find really intriguing. We're not really going to talk about the black and white checkered floors, but you know, there's a lot of conspiracies behind that. Look it up if you want, but you know, that's definitely that's within whatever you like to look up if you're interested in any conspiracies. You know, black and white checkered floors are very famous in a lot of music videos, and that's all I'll say on that. Anyways, this is the King of Wands. So we just had two kings back to back. I mean, the Emperor is not exactly a king, but you know, has those same kind of qualities as well. You know, we're talking about a natural born leader, somebody with a clear vision, once again a solid kind of structure, somebody who has a plan, and somebody who is just working towards the future, who can see it and who can really feel it. And I feel like this is not just me feeling this way. This is definitely a lot of other people, that there's something that's coming that's like, I don't know, I can't explain it. It's like, it's just a strong, solid feeling. It's a good feeling, it is, and it's a positive feeling, but at the same time, it's just like you're so close to something, and it's something you've been waiting for, something that you've been hoping for and wishing for, and it's something that is making its way to you slowly, but certainly. And you know, when I talk like this, I don't always say things like this, but, you know, until I feel actually and absolutely certain. And this is definitely one of those times when I feel like not just me, but so many other people were close to something, but I can't quite figure out what it is. We also have the Four of Wands coming up next, and this represents celebration. This is a beautiful card. This represents harmony and marriages and community and just good life and good living and even love. You know, this can also represent relationships or just your home life. I did say marriage, so just your home life and how you visualize that. But all of that is very positive, and even though sometimes, you know, the Hermit comes through in reverse or upright and we need to spend some time alone, that is just necessary. But it's also really necessary to have people around you who truly love you and who actually want the best for you, because you would be surprised. You may go through your whole life believing that certain people have the best intentions for you, but then something will happen and it'll switch everything around. So it all just depends on your exact situation and how you live your day-to-day life. But, you know, having people around you, it can make you feel so good and so safe and so warm and just like you fit perfectly, and there's no other feeling like it. Next up, we're gonna pull some tarot and we're gonna pull some oracle, and I'm really excited to get into these cards because I have been looking at them and they're all just very positive. And this first card is actually prosperity. I thought that this was perfect. We're talking about our current situations. We're talking about 777 and luck and finding luck and having luck. And I feel like this is a great card to get, especially when speaking about those lucky situations and just nothing but good things happening to you, but prosperity, it's coming to you. You have been working hard for something and you've been waiting for something and hoping and wishing, and it is actually on its way to you. You might not be able to see it, you might not feel it, you might not, you know, sense it, but it's definitely something that is making its way to you. And don't ignore it. You know, don't try to put it off as, oh, you know, that won't happen to me, or, you know, that couldn't happen, you know, that's for other people. No, this situation is just for you. So speak it into existence, feel it, continue to be the good person that you are and work towards the things that you are wanting, and prosperity is naturally going to find its way to you. Next up, we have willpower. I feel like this card is very important because so many of us need willpower to just keep going every single day. Every single day can be a tough day, you know. A lot of times when I speak, you know, I talk about, you know, it all evolves around you. But in a lot of situations, it's not just you that's involved. There's other people, there's other parties. And this can affect your mental health. This can affect your feelings and your mood. And sometimes it's very unavoidable. This is not exactly something that you can just, you know, sweep under the rug every single day. But maybe it's something you have been doing. You know, you've just been pushing and pushing and, you know, you're continuing to go throughout, but having the willpower to just keep going. Like I talked about, prosperity is, you know, making its way to you. And the fact that I pulled this card when, you know, we haven't even been specifically talking about money, but just our lifestyles in general. And I feel like willpower is something that is definitely important, because if you give up, how can you know what good things are going to come to you? Also, next we have new beginnings. This is a beautiful card. It represents that within itself, starting over and taking a leap and taking chances and creating new opportunities for yourself. But this card represents transformations as well, not just speaking about you know, our looks that we have, but just our life transforming in its most positive way. You know, we're talking about keeping pushing, you know, going every single day and not letting these tough situations get us down and not letting those things affect us and take over you know, the positivity that we have within us. So new beginnings, every day is a fresh start, every day is a new day to start over. And I'm gonna say that in all my readings, because I feel like a lot of people, you know, they carry the old energy from yesterday into the next day, and that's just something naturally that we've always done, you know, especially when somewhat pushing things off until the next day and, you know, say, oh, I'll get it done tomorrow, and, you know, letting that carry on and carry on. But it's important to deal with the things going on right now, because we have an opportunity to start fresh every day, and it's up to you if you take it or not. Next up, we have peace. This is a beautiful card as well, and this just represents a peace of mind. Peace in general. This is something that we're all wanting. The world can be chaotic. Our lives can be chaotic. And a lot of times other people will not understand, or it's just something you don't really want other people to understand. Whatever the case is for you personally, this card represents your future. And I'm not, you know, speaking as like a fortune teller or anything like that. I've honestly never called myself a fortune teller, because I don't foretell the future, really. I just speak about the potential, and I speak about what could happen, because nothing is set in stone. There's so many things that can alter the future, and it's all unknown. But as far as peace and knowing that that's something that's coming to you, and you yourself speaking that and manifesting that every day, that is something that you can bring into your own life. All right, and next up we have milk and honey. This is a cute card. This is actually like an elephant bathing in milk and honey, and I feel like this is just a sweet kind of combination, and this represents like the sweet life. And it honestly makes me think of, like, obviously Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, or Sweet Life on Deck. You know, if you watch Disney Channel like I did, I was definitely a, you know, Disney kid. That was my thing. Anyways, so yes, milk and honey, and just enjoying the sweet things in life. When was the last time you did that? When was the last time you really went and enjoyed yourself and let go of your anxieties and let go of your worries, even if it was for an hour? When was the last time that you got to do that and just enjoy your own company and, you know, the company of others, but feeling relaxed and feeling comfortable? When was the last time that you got to do that? And if you haven't, if you can't think of that, then definitely go put yourself out there and try that, because it can be something that's inspiring and something that can be fulfilling to be around people who have genuine good energy. Next up, we have higher power, and I feel like with this card, it represents that within itself. Not ignoring our higher power, not ignoring our higher selves. And I'm looking at this card deeper, and I actually noticed that there's actually a face on this woman's stomach, and I want to say that the face and the stomach would represent us, and our higher power would be the higher version of ourselves, which is what we are, what we're growing from, basically. Our higher self is trying to constantly help us and guide us through situations, and it is all up to us whether we choose to listen and choose to pay attention to the signs that they're showing us, or we can continue to be blinded by what society has put in our face and what society has led us to believe, or just listening to our heart instead of seeing what's really there in front of us. Next up, we have Happy Happy. I absolutely love this card. I actually pull this card quite often for you guys, and it represents that within itself as well. We're talking about just being genuinely happy, and this is within our future. This is what the future holds: happiness and peace. And as long as we continue to say those things out loud, then they are going to find their way to us, because that's what we deserve. We deserve happiness and peace of mind, and just being genuinely happy within our lives. That is what we deserve. I remember growing up, that was something that I just didn't really think was that possible for myself, being an extremely negative person. That's just not something that I saw within my future. But as long as you continue to speak about it and you continue to basically force yourself to be that way, then that is how your life will reflect itself onto you, and it'll become your real life. So that comes with another saying, you know, your words are very powerful, be careful what you wish for, kind of thing. And they kind of go hand in hand as well. Next up, we have Never Ending Story. This card basically represents, you know, if you stick within the same cycles that you are doing, if you stick with the things that are negative and that are not serving you, then they're just going to keep making their way into your life. Those negative things are just going to keep happening, negative outcomes. And how we have those in our lives and every single day, and as far as when we speak in a negative way and how that can come back to us in even more negative ways. So how can we just try and be our most positive selves every day, as well as letting go of that negativity? It is tough. It is really tough. I'm going to tell you, trying to train your brain to be a completely positive kind of person, I'm not even going to try and sugarcoat that. It is very tough because social media is constantly telling us to be positive. And, you know, even I say, you know, a lot of times, be positive, you know, but that's not it. There's so much more to it than that. There's so much brain training that you have to do. And it's important to try and realize that like, hey, this is not a walk in the park, and this is way harder than they make it seem on social media. You know, they tell you to just repeat words constantly, you know, repeat positive things constantly, and then it'll happen to you. But you have to remember to repeat those words. You know, if you don't, and if you just continue to be your negative self, then it's not really going to work out in your favor, because it's, you know, you're kind of contradicting yourself. You're being positive, but you're also still being your negative self. And this is something that I've dealt with, so this is how I know. But it's tough, it really is, and it's important to identify that and understand that, you know, it's not just a walk in the park. It's something that you really have to train yourself into believing and trusting and knowing. Next up, we have coincidences. This is very funny. And also, this card, no, it's not 777, but this card is 27, which is very interesting. And we've been talking about sevens in this here reading, but we're talking about coincidences. And I personally, like I said, don't believe in them. Now, there are some situations in my past when I was growing up, and I'm just like, wow, that's a coincidence, you know, or that's ironic or something like that. But as I've gotten older, I've just learned to believe that things are the way they are, and there aren't any coincidences. It's just the way it is, you know. You can argue the situation, obviously depends, but I'm always going to believe that things happen the way they do. And a lot of times that can be in a very unfortunate kind of way, but, you know, we can't go back and we can't change anything. Things are the way they are, and we continue the way that we do the best that we can. Next up, we have meditation, and this is a very important card. This is something that I've also been struggling with and trying to remind myself of, is just to meditate and to breathe, because a lot of times we forget to breathe, and it can be really, really tough, you know, trying to remember that, and that our brain needs more oxygen than what we actually are led to believe. So it's something that can really affect us as well. But meditating and breathing and allowing ourselves to be comfortable within our space and be comfortable within all of the thoughts that we end up having as well. Next up, we have feelings and sensations, and this is actually our last card. Allowing yourself to feel. I feel like this is very, very important. for so long, social media was constantly telling us that, you know, it's not okay to be in your feelings. There's been songs about that, you know, about, you know, you feeling dramatic about how you feel, or a lot of times in relationships, people gaslight you and tell you that you're being crazy or that you're being dramatic. But that's not the case, because that's just how you feel. You just feel whatever that feeling is, and it shouldn't be pushed off as invalid. It shouldn't be pushed aside as, ah, you're just crazy, you're just being over dramatic. No, this is how you feel, and there's a reason behind it, even if you can't explain it. But all of these things are very important to especially try and write down, because I feel like I should say something from high school with my AP psychology experience, but that was so long ago, so we're not going to get into it. But feelings and sensations are just naturally a part of who we are. We're humans, and this is how we feel, and pushing those things aside, you know, it's hard enough to like force yourself to not cry, especially if you feel like you have to cry about something. If something's happened that, you know, it's inevitable. I couldn't say it. It's inevitable for you to end up crying. So it's hard enough to like push that down and force yourself to not cry. So why not just cry? And it can be tough. It can be hard, especially if you don't want to. Crying can be annoying, I can tell you that, but it's definitely something that we all end up doing. You know, sooner or later, we all end up crying and letting it. All right, so that is all I have for you guys, and I really appreciate you listening and subscribing and checking out these episodes. I really, really appreciate you, and thank you. Thank you for just listening and caring to listen, and don't forget to check out my Medium for any written readings, because I do regularly post on there. They're really a lot of fun. Also, check out my other podcasts. I'm actually doing a kind of reboot of those, if you call it. I don't even know if you'll call it that, but I'm definitely going to revamp those episodes, and not exactly the episodes, but the podcast itself. I plan on getting on there and speaking once a week on those podcasts, and those will be free episodes for anybody to listen to if they would like. And yeah, stay tuned for the next episode. Until next time, I'm sending you all love and positivity. Bye.